the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And say good morning, but we're really not sure right now, are we? It's that interesting thing that happens this time of year. I pray that you've had a fruitful Lenten journey. To be honest with you, my Lenten journey was very peculiar to me this year, for probably all the obvious reasons, least of which, of course, is I'm on it with me and God. My struggle comes as I tended to spend more time on my journey with me and less time with God. I found myself constantly in this process of up and down, connecting, disconnecting. Maybe because we've spent a year feeling disconnected and striving to connect and realizing even when we connected, it just wasn't the same, was it? So to be honest, my Lenten journey felt very much the same way. As much as I wanted to deeply connect with God, I found myself very easily distracted and disconnected. And I'd just try and struggle my way back, and then I'd bounce back into myself and away from God. And it was this constant back and forth. And now here we are, Palm Sunday, and we're reminded on this particular day with this liturgy, we begin with Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And just a few moments later, we're all shouting, crucify him. And I thought, doesn't this sound familiar to us? It's an emotional roller coaster. And in many ways, it's a spiritual roller coaster. We have this journey of just embracing the very presence of Jesus, and then in the next moment, with our sinful actions and behaviors, we are crucifying him again and again. We lose sight of what he has already done, and we fall back into the behaviors in which he has already covered. Amen? It's this ongoing process, and it becomes so obvious on Palm Sunday. It just becomes so obvious to me on Palm Sunday, maybe not so much for you. But it then becomes an example of often what our entire relationship with Jesus can be. One moment, we're right there. We can feel his presence in the depth of our soul. And then in the very next, we behave like he doesn't exist. And then we recognize again, and we come back seeking forgiveness, penitently falling to our knees and saying, Lord, I forgot again. And just as he did in the very beginning, he just cries out to us and says, I'm here. Paul states this in his letter to the church in Philippi. Our lesson actually began with verse 5, but I want to hear verse 4 for me, and maybe it will help you too. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. He's calling us to be like Christ. Paul is saying, be Christ-like to the world. Be the way Christ was when we saw him walking this earth. Offer yourself to the love and care of another. Follow him. Be a witness to who Jesus is in our lives now. That's the call. And we do these things and we strive to do these things, and just like everything else that we do, we do it very well, and then somehow we manage to fail again, don't we? Or maybe it's just me, and I just like dragging you in as I'm crumbling. But for me, let me just say that. When I say we, I mean me. You probably already figured that out. I'm just hoping that some people are like me. We move along, and it appears we're doing very well, and we understand the process, and we're just there. And then suddenly, we're not. And one of the key elements comes from that verse 4. Let each of you look not to your own interest, but to the interest of others. if you want to stop thinking so much of yourself and finding yourself away from Christ, you have to be Christ-like, the one who gave it all, body and blood, for others. Amen? And we hear more of that from Paul, what Christ did on our behalf. He says, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So in this day and age, in the understanding of leadership, Jesus would be described as a servant leader, which of course is where the model comes from. And I can say this model actually kind of works. So we think, why would the Creator of all things enter into this world in human form? I mean, we're all human. And one thing I've noticed as the years pass, this human form does some very odd things. And sometimes I don't have control over them. And sometimes I think I do, and then I find out I can't do the things I used to be able to do. It's just an odd place to live in this human form, isn't it? And then there's the spiritual struggle that we constantly have. And I'm not saying Jesus had the spiritual struggle, fathers. I just want to say that the reality is he knows how we feel. Amen? And that is why he came. He came to be with us so that we could come to him as a humble, approachable God so that we would be able to follow. Now, as I reflected on that, I thought back to when I used to run our family business, and we were involved in a lot of things. One of the many things we did is we sold some office supplies. Now, I don't know if you know what happens when you drop an entire box of staples or pushpins on the floor, but it makes a bit of a mess. They go everywhere. So a customer had dropped a box of pushpins or staples, I don't remember which, but whatever it was all over the floor. So I went and I got a broom and a dustpan and I walked over towards the mess. I was the manager, you see, the leader. And as I was crossing the sales floor, the person behind the counter says, "What are you doing?" I said, "Somebody dropped a box of pushpins. I need to sweep them up." And they come around the counter and they're like, "No, no, no. Let me do it for you." And they came and they took the broom and the dustpan and they swept them up. As I turned, I said, "Thank you." I turned to walk away and one of the other managers comes over and goes, "How do you get them to do that? I can tell them directly what I want and they don't do anything at all. How do you get them to do that?" And the way I got people to do that is I worked with them. See, we have a God who so desperately wants us to be with him and work with him. He came into this world in human form to walk with us so that we could feel confident enough to walk with him. Amen? And that is what we're hearing from Paul. He is saying, yes, he came in human form. That's why. So we could recognize he knows all there is to know. He didn't come to learn what it meant to be human. God is familiar with our fallen humanity. Just read the book. But he came to save us from ourselves, mostly. And in our struggle, in our own individual journeys, sometimes we forget that he's there to keep us safe, even from ourselves. So as we come near the end of this Lent and we've reached this incredible Palm Sunday, honestly, at the moment, maybe the best one I've ever had. I had to just sort of stop and compose myself. Thankfully, you couldn't see me. It's a glorious day, isn't it? So incredible. Clearly, some vaccines have been had. Thanks be to God. And here we are in this celebration. Yeah, exactly. And here we are seeking out, again, this opportunity to bring our worship to this humble Jesus, our Lord and Savior. how incredible to have him as our Lord and Savior. And we move through our process of trying to be Christ-like, as Paul says to us. He says to us again, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, and we strive for that. And in this parish, we continue to do that work. Yesterday, another glorious day of serving God's people in need and being able to be together safely to do that work that is his work, not ours. His work that he does through our hands. But there's only one reason we do that. And brothers and sisters, hear this. If when you do the work that God's called you to do and someone says, why do you do that? And your answer is, it makes me feel good, stop. What you're experiencing, let me give you the words for that. It is a great blessing to be his hands and feet, amen? Do we experience that blessing? Yes, we do. Does it fill us? Yes, it does. Does it build us up as followers of Jesus Christ? Yes, it does. In whatever form we do that, whether you're here with your hands on it, whether you're at home praying for those who are doing the work, those who are receiving, all of it matters. All of it brings us together. All of it comes with a blessing that just feeds us to the very depth of our souls. Amen. And that is what it is about, brothers and sisters. That is what we are called to. So if your mind is still saying, I do this because it makes me feel good, get on your knees and find out what it is that moves you and why it is you're moving. It is so much more than that. There is so much more for you than just a good feeling. We can feel good working for any civic organization. Brothers and sisters, we are the church, amen? We are the hands and feet of Jesus. We are the ones who have this opportunity to present ourselves humble and lowly so that he can fill us with the power of his Holy Spirit and we can move on his behalf. And Paul makes this very clear. He says, therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. And why? Why do we do this? Why are we this witness in our actions and in our worship and in all that we do? To the glory of God the Father. To the glory of God the Father. No other reason. And when you have a God who came for you, wherever you were when you finally discovered he was with you, whatever depth you were in the darkness of your own soul, or whatever joyful place in which you were moving, wherever it was and wherever it continues to be and wherever it may be, he came for you. How can we not? How can we not do all for him? He gave his very body and blood, so that we would be free to live and follow him and be Christ-like to the world that is so desperate to know the joy of a Savior. To the glory of God. Amen.